This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation on the occasion of 11th International Day of Yoga celebration by performing yoga alongside over 3 lakh participants at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh this morning. The coastal city of Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh is abuzz with anticipation as the city gears up to host the 11th International Day of Yoga celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who arrived in Visakhapatnam, will lead today's grand yoga session along the city's scenic coastline. A report.
To celebrate the International Yoga Day, thousands of participants will come together to practice yoga at iconic historical sites including Purana Kila in Delhi, Gol Gumbad in Karnataka, Konark Sun Temple in Odisha, Chittorgarh Fort in Rajasthan and Elephanta Caves in Maharashtra. On the occasion of 11th International Day of Yoga, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the national celebration from Visakhapatnam. He will participate in the common yoga protocol session at the beachfront of Visakhapatnam with over 3 lakh participants at the Visakhapatnam venue, synchronized with over 10 lakh locations across the country under the Yoga Sangam initiative. Several union ministers along with other key dignitaries will also attend the celebrations at various locations across the country. Aligned with this year's theme of Yoga for One Earth, One Health, this grand yoga festival aims to promote the timeless connection between India's cultural heritage and ancient wellness practices. With Pallavi Parmar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Kuch log sochte hain, yog ke liye flexibility chahiye. Lekin flexibility to soch mein honi chahiye na. Na koi bandhan, na koi body type. बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
A flight carrying 290 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi last night from Iran as part of Operation Sindhu, an evacuation mission launched in response to the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran. As part of the ongoing operation, the Indian embassy in Iran has been assisting large numbers of Indian nationals in moving from areas seeing increased hostilities to relatively safer areas within the country and to evacuate them using the available and feasible options. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian Embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by MEA in New Delhi. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met with European foreign ministers in Geneva to try to prevent further conflict with Israel. The talks included officials from France, the UK, Germany and the EU. The meeting followed US President Donald Trump's statement that he may decide within 2 weeks whether to support an attack on Iran. European leaders urged Iran to return to negotiations and avoid escalation. They said Iran showed willingness to discuss its nuclear program and broader issues, including with the US. India's javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the Paris Diamond League title with a strong first throw of 88.16 meters. Despite 3 foul throws during the event, his opening effort was enough to secure the win. This was Neeraj's first competition in Paris since 2017, where he had finished 5th. The Paris event is the 8th stop in the 2025 Diamond League, which will end in Zurich in August. In Test cricket, India were 359 for 3 at stumps on the opening day of first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds. Captain Shubman Gill and vice-captain Rishabh Pant will carry forward Indian innings on day 2 this afternoon. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, East Madhya Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh today. According to IMD, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will also witness heavy rainfall. The weather department has said that light and moderate rainfall is expected at places over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra till 26th of June. Meanwhile, the Met Department has also predicted hot and humid weather conditions at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.